Good morning, 49 degrees, WWIV. If you want to get in with that Amy Grant song you'd like to hear this morning, let me know. 715-396-1670, 396-1670. This day in history, 1910, Mother Teresa was born, Agnes Gangsha Bojaksu in Skopje, Macedonia. I think Mother Teresa is easier to say. What a powerful, what a life she lived, right? Passed in 1997, I think. You know, right around the time that Lady Di passed, and so their funeral's kind of almost overlapping. 1939, Major League Baseball was televised for the first time as experimental station W2XBS broadcast a doubleheader between the Reds and the Dodgers at Ebbets Field. 1961, the International Hockey Hall of Fame opened in Toronto. 1974, aviation pioneer Charles Lindbergh died at the age of 72 on this day. All right. And also in 2023, Bob Barker, the legendary host of The Price is Right, died at the age of 99. Besides being a game show host, he was a huge animal lover. And among the special events, it's Cherry Popsicle Day and Dog Day today, so your dog may be expecting something a little special. It is August 26th. And let's give it a shot. On this day, from Robert Morgan, let's learn a little church history going back to the 18th century today. It's called The Ravings of a Wife, and it reads like this. Blessed is the man whose wife speaks with wisdom even when she's out of her mind. Ebenezer Erskine was a minister, but not a good one, says Robert Morgan. His Scottish congregation wearied of his preaching, but he seemed unable to do better. I began my ministry without much zeal, callously and mechanically, he later wrote, being swallowed up in unbelief and in rebellion against God. He had no enthusiasm for the Lord or his word, no devotional life, no fresh insights from Scripture. His sermons were long, formal, and memorized. He preached them word for word in a monotone, never looking up or glancing into the jaded faces of his audience. His wife, barely able to endure it, dreaded each approaching Sunday. For years, she wept secretly over her husband's unregenerate heart and unspiritual ministry. She prayed earnestly for God, yet she said little to Ebenezer until she contracted a raging fever. Ebenezer, 28 years old, anxiously hovered over her as she twisted and tossed, body shrouded in sweat. In her delirium, she babbled her opinions of his ministry. It was lifeless and long-winded, and his heart, it was lost and languishing. Her words pierced him. At last, Ebenezer wrote in his diary, the Lord was pleased to calm her spirit and give her a sweet security of mind, a sweet serenity of mind. This, I think, he writes, was the first time ever I felt the Lord touching my heart in a sensible manner. Some few weeks after, she and I were sitting together in my study, and while we were conversing about the things of God, the Lord was pleased to rend the veil and to give me a glimmering view of salvation, which made my soul acquiesce in Christ. Robert Morgan says his acquiescence came on this day, August 26th, 1708. Ebenezer Erskine wrote, quote, I offer myself up, soul and body, unto God the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. I flee for shelter to the blood of Jesus. I will live to him. I will die to him. I take heaven and earth to witness that all I am and all I have are his. Ebenezer Erskine became a popular preacher in 18th century Scotland, and the founder of the Scottish Secession Church. Our closing verse, Proverbs 25, 11, and 12. The right word at the right time is like precious gold set in silver. Listening to good advice is worth much more than jewelry made of gold. From Robert Morgan's On This Day for August 26th, The Ravings of a Wife here on WWIB. We got an anniversary that came in at 6:24 this morning from Bob in Rice Lake. It's happy 46th anniversary to Bob and Karen Schauf. S-C-H-A-U-F. And Bob says, we praise God for your generous, kind, and loving hearts. Happy anniversary, Bob and Karen. 46, that's a big number. Congratulations on that.
Well, Topps is a sports card company. Maybe you're like me and collected cards when you were younger. Maybe you still do it. I think that's gone more and more in vogue since 2020. More people are getting back into card collecting. Well, Topps, the sports card company, released a collectible card of a very different kind, Halvo, and it sells for $9, but a lot of people wanted it, apparently.
Yeah, that's right. It had to do with the fact they released this collectible card featuring The squirrel that interrupted a New York Yankees game against the Boston Red Sox at Yankee Stadium as recently as Friday.
That is a very quick turnaround, and I think some marketing genius is there at top. So again, you think baseball cards, football cards, basketball cards. Don't usually think animal cards, but during the top of the fourth inning on Friday, a squirrel ran onto the field in this Yankees game against the Red Sox and approached Yankees pitcher Max Fried.
Yeah, and Fried commented on the encounter stating, "That's the first time that happened to me." Says, my first reaction was, don't do anything that might embarrass you.
You know how a lot of times when Michael Jordan would dunk on people, they'd say, that's a poster moment. Mm-hmm. That's kind of where that term, I think, sort of came from. Oh, you might get postered. You might get put on a poster. And your claim to fame is that, hey, Michael Jordan or Shaq or somebody was dunking on you. You don't want to get put on a baseball card doing something dumb in front of a squirrel, because apparently squirrels now get put on baseball cards. Fried, the pitcher for the Yankees, described the moment as the squirrel came straight to him and into the hole that he'd created on the mound.
As the game continued, play resumed after the squirrel wandered to the foul zone, eventually disappearing through the chain link fence into the scoreboard area.
Again, the baseball card company Topps announced a new Topps Now card featuring the squirrel, which reads, quote, "It's nuts. Furry friend takes mound at Yankee Stadium."
Yeah, listed Saturday. Boy, the next day. Wow.
Incredible.
For $8.99, quickly sold out by yesterday.
$9 for a card.
Yeah.
Again, marketing geniuses there at Topps selling it out at $9 a pop. And I have to say, the uniqueness of the idea, sure, pretty cool.
Yeah, boy, I too collected the football, baseball, basketball cards, but never had a squirrel card. WWIB, hey, what Amy Grant song would you like to hear? We are giving you a chance to win a pair of tickets for her stop September 21st at the Pablo Center. What a night that's going to be. How'd you like to win a pair of tickets? Your chance this morning after 7:45 in Tuesday Trivia. What Amy Grant song would you like to hear? We've had a lot of them already. 715-396-1670.
He made me this caller so that I may talk. Squirrel!
1037 WWIB.
It's time for Tuesday Trivia on the WIB Wake Up Show. 715-723-2555. You know the drill. 723-2555. Your chance to win if you can solve our trivia question. And we certainly try to make it something that's not easy to Google, because it's just more fun if you have to guess from the top of your head. What we have in store for you today for a prize is two tickets to see Amy Grant. Yes, Amy Grant coming to the RCU Theater at the Pablo Center Sunday, September 21st at 6 p.m. And we have two tickets for you in Section H. And you can be going to see Amy Grant on our dime if you solve this question at 715-723-2555. Question is as follows. As we speak, over 100,000 people are doing what? As we speak, over 100,000 people are doing this.
Hopefully listening to this radio show.
That would be great. Help the ratings. 715-723-2555. Over 100,000 people are doing what? Right now, give us a call.
All right, and we've got a call. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Chloe from Menominee.
All right, Chloe. Have you been to the Dells yet?
No, not yet.
Okay.
Thursday?
Thursday. All right, you got it planned. That's perfect.
Awesome.
Yeah. Sounds like good weather for it. All right, what's your guess?
Sleeping.
You know, very possible. Yeah. Could even be more than that. As we speak, over 100,000 people doing what? Is it sleeping, Chloe?
Sorry, Chloe.
Not it. 715-723-2555.
Chloe has kind of supplanted. Remember, for a lot of times, it would be Sherry and Bloomer or others would be our first caller.
Well, and the thing is, I talked to Sherry at OneFest, and she said that her work schedule changed, so that's why she hasn't been able to call as much for Tuesday Trivia. But she's with us in spirit. I know that.
Right. She was a frequent winner of Wibertle, I remember. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Kendra from Winter.
Hey, Kendra. Good to hear from you.
I'm going to say brushing your teeth.
Brushing your teeth.
100,000 teeth brushers right now. Could that be it? Sorry, Kendra.
As we speak, over 100,000 people are doing what? Over 100,000 people doing this right now.
Hmm. She said the W word, but I mean, she does live there, so it's okay.
Yes.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Dave from Duran.
Dave from Duran. We always love alliteration. All right, what do you got?
Drinking Coca-Cola.
Drinking Coca-Cola.
There we go. Could that be with the sugar cane or no?
Kind of the glass bottles.
Yeah, there you go. That's the way they have it in Liberia. All right.
Thank you, Dave. Call us back.
All right. A lot of good guesses, but not what we're looking for. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Chloe from Menominee.
All right, Chloe. Guess number two. What do you think?
Driving.
Driving. Good 100,
guess. 100,000 people may be driving right now. We know there's a lot. Maybe it's more. It's not it.
Now, what we're looking for two tickets to see Amy Grant Sunday, September 21st at the Pablo Center in Eau Claire.
All right, we're going to keep the music going here. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Beth Dietz from Eau Claire. All good right. morning, Mark and Caleb.
Good morning. Good morning. You'd like to go see Amy Grant, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Eating breakfast.
Eating breakfast?
100,000 people.
Did you eat your breakfast yet, Beth?
Yes, had banana bread.
Mm, yum. With nuts or chocolate chips?
Actually, they had cinnamon chips in them.
Wow. Okay. Solid. All right. Great breakfast choice, Beth. I mean, not the answer we were looking for, but anyway. Thanks. Banana bread with cinnamon chips.
He delayed the buzz for you, though. All right, let's take three more here on WWIB. For two tickets to Amy Grant, Caleb even can tell you where you're going to sit. And for September 21st at the Pablo Center, the RCU Theater, again, 100,000 people at least doing what? Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Kendra again from Winter.
All right, round two. What do you think?
Oh, I think maybe clocking into work.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, 100,000 people right now clocking into work. Maybe a time clock. It's not it.
As we speak, over 100,000 people are doing what? Over 100,000 people doing this right now.
Two more guesses until after 8:15. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jennifer from Cumberland.
Good to hear from you, Jen. What do you think?
Sneezing.
Sneezing.
100,000 sneezing. Boy, we had something this morning. I did four things you didn't know yesterday, and it was painful because it was like the longest sneeze was sneezing for 2 years and 8 months. But could it be sneezing? Sorry, Jennifer.
The thing about sneezing is it's an unwritten rule. When you become a dad, your sneezes get much, much louder.
Is that right?
It's just a mark of being a dad. You have to sneeze very loudly, and there's no controlling it. It's an unwritten rule of the world.
Hi, last guess here before 8:15. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello.
Piper from Kenan.
Hey, Piper. What do you think?
Need you to pipe up there. Okay, go ahead. Piper.
Getting ready for school.
Getting ready for school, sure. Yeah, a lot of people have started school already.
And maybe the number would be bigger if it was after September 1st. Could that be it? Sorry.
Thank you for all the guesses. Think about this. We'll bring it back next hour after 8:15 as we speak. Over 100,000 people doing what? Doing what right now? Think about it for those Amy Grant tickets.
Here on WWIB, where we are family. Zach Williams, he's been at the Pablo Center before with Ben Fuller. Jesus Loves on Whip.
Tuesday trivia try number two on the WIB Wake Up Show. Your chance for two tickets to see Amy Grant at the RCU Theater Pablo Center in Eau Claire Sunday, September 21st at 6 p.m. Yes, Amy Grant coming to Eau Claire. Ticket link under the events tab at WWIB.com. But we want to give you a chance to go on our dime if you can solve our question. 715-723-2555. As we speak, over 100,000 people are doing what? Over 100,000 people are doing this right now. For two tickets to see Amy Grant September 21st in Eau Claire, 723-2555.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Chloe from Menominee.
All right, Chloe. Go ahead.
Yawning?
Yawning. 100. Hopefully not while listening to the WIB Wake Up.
Yeah, hopefully not. 100,000 yawners. Chloe's third try. Could that be it? Sorry, Chloe.
The way yawns spread. I mean, man, 100,000 people yawn and it could be the rest of the world.
Exactly. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tammy from Wausau.
Good to hear from you, Tammy. What do you think?
How about sleeping?
How about sleeping? That was our very first guess. You can have a bonus guess if you can think quickly, Tammy.
Driving?
Driving. That was also guessed as well. So think about it some more. Call us back. As we speak, over 100,000 people are doing what? Over 100,000 people doing this right now.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Beth Dietz, Eau Claire.
All right, Beth, what is it?
How about scrolling on their phones and looking at Facebook and everything that's...
Scrolling Facebook. Social media.
A lot of people doing that. Could that be it? Probably more.
I would say probably even more. Yeah. As we speak, over 100,000 people doing this.
Considering, what, 340 million in the country now. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Andrew in Eau Claire.
Hey, Andrew.
Do you mean 100,000 people on Earth or just in the United States?
We haven't specified. So as we speak, over 100,000 people are doing what right now? Clues won't come till tomorrow.
Okay, I'm going to guess surfing.
Surfing. Is it surfing?
Yeah, that wouldn't be on land, obviously, but could that be it? Good try.
Good guess, Andrew. Call us back. 715-723-2555.
You got surfing the web and surfing, other kind of surfing. Indeed. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tammy from Austin.
All right, Tammy.
How about eating?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Eating breakfast was guessed, but just eating in general, not what we're looking for. Thank you, Tammy. 715-723-2555 to guess for Tuesday trivia for two tickets to see Amy Grant Sunday, September 21st, 6 o'clock, Pablo Center in Eau Claire.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? All right.
715-723-2555.
All right, let's try another one. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jane from Rice Lake.
All right, Jane, what's your guess?
Ordering coffee.
100,000 people ordering Java. Could that be it? Sorry, Jane.
Good guess, though. And a lot of people order coffee. As we speak, over 100,000 people are doing this. Doing what right now?
Three more tries. Otherwise, we'll push it off to after 8:45. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Wendy from Dallas.
All right, Wendy.
Going to the bathroom?
Someone had to guess that at some point. Thank you, Wendy.
We all
Is that what we're looking for?
Could it be 100,000 of us at the same time? Sorry.
My in-laws live in Dallas.
Yeah.
As we speak, over 100,000 people are doing what?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Are you with us on Tuesday Trivia?
We can hear feedback.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. You're on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Bob from Rice Lake.
All right, Bob.
I am thinking of the avid jogger. They're out jogging.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the joggers. Sure. Caleb often comes in and says he ran before work.
I did this morning.
There we go. Could that be it? Sorry, Bob.
Good guess, Bob. Good to hear from Rice Lake. As we speak, over 100,000 people are doing what? For Amy Grant tickets, our last guess before we push this off later in the hour.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Karen from Eau Claire.
All right, Karen, give it a try.
How about brushing their teeth?
Yeah, that was guessed.
That was guessed. Can you think quickly, Karen?
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, gosh. Knitting.
100,000 knitters. Yeah, you never know. That could be it, but it's not. So
that was that was just right on the tip of her tongue. Good job, Karen.
If it's not brushing their teeth, they must be knitting. So
it could be. Could be.
All right. Well, again.
You must unlearn what you have learned.
Yoda wanted to chime in. Okay.
I was going to say, I thought it was like just an extra buzz just for kicks and giggles. It's Tuesday Trivia. We're trying again to give you a pair of tickets to see Amy Grant Sunday, September 21st, 6 o'clock, RCO Theater, Pablo Center at the Confluence in Eau Claire. Who wants to see Amy Grant on our dime? 715-723-2555 for your chance to win. Otherwise, tickets available at WWIB.com under the Events tab. We've been working on this one for a bit, Halva. We've heard from all over a lot of great guesses, but no one has solved it yet. The question, as we speak, over 100,000 people are doing what? Over 100,000 people doing this right now. And you can call right now at 723-2555.
Hmm. Yeah. 723-2555. We had a bunch of good guesses an hour ago and even a half hour ago. One last try today. Otherwise, we pick it up as usual on a win a Wednesday after 7:15. Give you a chance to sleep on it. If you still don't get it, first clue finally or after 7:45.
We've heard from Menominee, from Winter, Durand, Eau Claire, Cumberland, Kennan, Wausau, Rice Lake, Dallas. Haven't got the right answer yet. 715-723-2555. Even as we speak, over 100,000 people are doing this. Over 100,000 people doing what? Right now, 715-723-2555.
Caleb, I'm sorry to say, the listeners are just plumb tuckered out. They're just like, you know what? I've tried. Some of us have tried three times. Chloe and Menominee, three times. Others have tried twice, maybe just once. A lot of places, but they're just like, I'm not going to call until you give a clue 23 hours from now.
Well, that's going to be a long wait, I guess. 715-723-2555. Some bold soul is saying, hey, I can do this.
At just the right time, we're hearing from someone. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Charlie from Hayward.
Charlie, you're a brave guy.
What do you think, Charlie? Yeah.
Is it having surgery?
All right, sure. Thinking out of the box a little bit there. And as we speak, over 100,000 people having surgery. I think that's plausible.
All right, could that be it? Sorry, Charlie.
Good guess, Charlie. Thanks for calling from Hayward, our northernmost contestant so far on Tuesday Trivia.
Yeah, trying to nail down that 100,000. I mean, a lot of the guesses seemed like, it's probably more. That one may be on the lesser side, but what do I know? There's a lot of hospitals, surgery
centers. We are saying over 100,000.
Uh-huh. Right.
715-723-2555. As we speak, over 100,000 people are doing what?
And
doing
we said,
this right now.
We said it confidently at 745, 815, and 845. So it seems to be ongoing that 100,000 people are doing this.
As we speak, over 100,000 people are doing what? 715-723-2555. Some incorrect guesses. It's not sleeping, brushing your teeth, drinking Coca-Cola, driving, eating breakfast, clocking into work, sneezing, getting ready for school, yawning, scrolling social media, surfing, eating, ordering coffee, going to the bathroom, jogging, knitting, or having surgery.
Well done. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Are you with us?
I thought I had this pushed in. Goodbye. All right. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Linda Mark from Chippewa, and I'm calling from my car.
Yeah, go ahead. What do you think?
Okay, I'm gonna guess just what I'm doing. Talking on my phone while I'm in my car.
Okay,
sure. Yeah. Okay,
that's
makes
a great
sense.
Guess.
Yeah, very good guess.
Could that be it though? Sorry, Linda.
Good to hear from
that's
Linda.
Okay.
From Chippewa Falls, while in her car. 715-723-2555. If you want a chance to win two tickets to see Amy Grant at the Pablo Center Sunday, September 21st.
I just want to clarify, you don't have to be doing what your actual guess is, but Linda was, and that's fine, too.
You could. You could. Yeah. A lot of different ways to listen to the Wib Wake Up Show, traditionally on the radio, but yeah, stream us anytime, WWIB.com, so you can be doing a lot of different things.
All right, I was just joking about not calling because of the clue thing, but people are taking me seriously on that. So we'll still take more guesses, but we're running out of time here on the Wib Wake Up Show. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Levi from Philip.
All right, Levi, what's your guess?
Listening to WWIB.
I would love it if there are 100,000 people listening to WWIB at any given moment. There should be. There should be.
Besides being the co-host of the morning show, Caleb is the sales manager.
That would certainly help.
Could that be it? Sorry.
Thank you, Levi. Good to hear from Phillips, Logger Country. 715-723-2555. If you want to jump in and guess for a chance to win two tickets to see Amy Grant. Sunday, September 21st at the Pablo.
All right. Just when I was about to start the countdown, somebody sneaks in. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Mary from Cadott.
Mary, what do you think?
At a doctor's appointment.
At a doctor's appointment. We've had surgery, but just at a doctor's appointment.
Yeah, okay.
Hopefully getting good news.
Could that be it? Sorry.
Good to hear from Cadott, though. First time we've heard from Hornet Country there.
All right, I think we're going to do the countdown here. It's just the mere mention.
Whenever you
of
start
that.
counting down, it's like, no. Now I have a guess.
It's like parents' discipline, right? I'm counting to three. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Roy from Eau Claire.
Good to hear from you, Roy. What do you think for Amy Grant tickets here?
How about getting your teeth cleaned?
Getting your teeth cleaned at the dentist.
Sure.
Could that be it? Sorry, Roy.
Good guess. 715-723-2555. As we speak, over 100,000 people are doing what?
There's a lot of potential guesses.
There are.
And we are going to call it right now. So that's it for now. Tomorrow morning after 7:15, the Wib Wake Up Show, we'll give it another go. And if you don't get it then, the first clue finally at 7:45.
So sleep on it, and maybe somebody will get it right away, bright and early tomorrow. You don't want to just say, hey, I'm holding out for the clue,
right,
and then let this opportunity to win Amy Grant tickets pass you by. So be ready at 7:15.
Somebody's going to win them.